Blog Talk Radio.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. And now, here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go, your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to give you the specific strategies you need to incorporate into your life so you can start your day the millionaire way. Thank you so much for joining us for this lovely May 24th, 2011. We are broadcasting live from the UnlockYourWealth.com studios right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And this morning, we are going to learn how to overcome the no in our lives. Thanks for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and welcome to the broadcast. Now, the word no has a specific meaning. Wouldn't you agree? Or does it? Just like any other word, once we know the definition, it has meaning. But it only has meaning in the sense that we have applied a specific meaning. And that sounds a little convoluted, but words only mean the meaning we associate to it. I'll give you an example. Think about the word boot. When you hear the word boot, what do you think of? Are you thinking of a shoe that is made of leather, it has a heel, it comes up the leg to about mid-calf or higher, something that cowboys wear? Is that what you think a boot is? Or maybe if you're a stylish woman, you think of a boot as something with a high heel and maybe some cozy fur that goes up the leg to keep you warm. Or maybe you're thinking of some slick patent leather boot, right? That's kind of what you think of when you hear the word boot. So if I said, put your boots away, if you were my child and I was your parent, you left them in the middle of the floor, you would know what they look like and you'd know what to do, right? Now, that is how you define boots. However, if we were in England, for example, and I referred to the boot, they'd be thinking of the trunk of their car, put it in the boot. We think of the hood of our car, and they think of it as the bonnet. So that's what I mean when I say words only mean the meaning we have given them. People always say words mean things. Yes, they do, but only to the extent that we have defined them in our mind. So now that we understand that concept, which is pretty powerful, let's indulge ourselves for today in the word no. If someone told you no, would you know what they meant? Would you be knowing that it sounds like the word N-O, or do you think they meant to know, K-N-O-W? So we don't know what the word no means unless it's put in the right context. So if you were getting ready to put your hand on a hot surface, let's say a glass cooktop that you didn't know had just been cooked on because there were no pots left, but you went to put your hand on it, and I said, no, don't touch that. You would know, K-N-O-W, to stop doing what you're doing if I had the right body language and if I had the right sound in my voice that it was scary enough to get you to stop what you're doing. However, sometimes you might not think about what I was saying if I said, no, don't touch that, and you kept going in the direction that you were going, thinking maybe I could have been speaking to the child reaching for a glass off of a countertop, and then you would still go ahead and touch the hot surface because you didn't think you were being spoken to. That happens. And that happens more often than not. And the reason why is how our fabulous brain encodes things. Now, I've said several times on our Saturday show at unlockyourwealth.com that the brain always wins. It's the most powerful supercomputer in the entire universe, and it always wins. And it's flying at lightning speed. And that's why it's so important. And if you've listened to our acceptance and affirmation show, the first show of each season where we do our first key from our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, we always have to state what it is that we do want in an affirmation. We also do that when we set up our goals. We state what we do want. And the reason why is because of this interesting word, no. The brain can only act. It can only take action or stop taking action. But it has to work off of the command. And the commands are the verbs that we use to tell people to take action, like walk to the store. And what's so powerful about understanding that that we need to state things in the way that we do want is most of the reason why we have the crap that we have in our lives and we're always bringing things into our lives that we didn't want, it's usually because we didn't say what we wanted. We said what we didn't want. We said what we were trying to avoid as what it is that we truly desire, the way we phrased it, the way we stated it. And the brain just deletes and distorts negativity. So the word don't, the word no, all of those things, the brain just deletes because it's not an actionable word. Actionable words have to be associated with verbs that take action. So if you say, I don't want to be poor, the brain deletes the word don't. And so all it hears is, I want to be poor. And since you have a picture, a definition in your mind of what poverty is, you're going to go right there, subconsciously. Your conscious mind's going to fight it, but if you ever feel like you're struggling with your paycheck, if you always feel like you're just over broke, that you can't get ahead no matter what you do, take a look at the languaging that you're using. How do you talk to yourself? Are you talking to yourself in a manner that is what you truly want? Or are you talking to yourself in a manner that's what you don't want? Because the brain always gives you what you say you want. So if you say you don't want to be poor, your brain is hearing, I want poverty. If you're saying, I don't want to be divorced, your brain is focusing on activities that will get you divorced. If you say you don't want to be sad, your brain is going to focus on being sad. I'll give you a perfect example, and I want you to listen to me carefully, and I want you to listen to what I ask you to do, and then I want you to do it. Don't think of pink elephants. what's in your mind right now? Could it be a pink elephant? Yes. And why is that? Because the brain deletes the no. So how do we overcome the no in our lives to get what we truly want? Well, we need to state things in the positive. What do we want? That is the key that will unlock your goal accomplishing ability. That's the key. All you have to do is restate what it is you're after. Put your goals in a positive context. Most people have issues from when they were children about money and wealth, and many times they're not very good. Things like money doesn't grow on trees, or things like who do you think you are? Don't think so extravagant. And you've been conditioned to not want things, that to want things is selfish, or perhaps rich people are greedy or rich people are evil because in some way a wealthy person wronged a family member or somebody that you looked up to when you were younger and gave you that injunction. So it's tough for many people to actually say, I want to be rich, because in their mind, they hold this idea of rich people as being selfish, greedy, evil, you know, liars, cheaters, whatever it is. However, that negative connotation got set up in your mind. So instead of saying that we want to be rich, and it's okay because we can be rich and a good person, because our mind can't bring that about because we were told early on where we were imprinted before we could really think about it that rich people are evil. So we just assume that to be true because in that early stages all the way up to 7.5, 8 years old, all we're doing is writing things down mentally. We're taking an imprint, and that's how we build our decision-making patterns off of that imprint because we don't have cognitive thinking. We can't understand that maybe that rich person was bad. Maybe that rich person cheated someone in a business deal, and not all rich people, because we don't think about it in those terms as a kid. Again, we're just imprinting. So when we go to set up our goal setting and we think about what it is that we want, we're afraid to make that association about being rich because we don't want to be considered evil, dirty, cheap, whatever. So instead of saying what it is that we truly want, we state things in a way that seems acceptable to us. So we say, well, I just don't want to be poor. I don't need to be rich. I don't want to be poor. Because inside your mind, there's a stigma about being rich you haven't been able to overcome. So what we need to do is know that rich and wealth equals goodness, generosity, truth, honesty, integrity. And then we need to change what it is that we say we want to say what we truly desire. I want to be rich. I want to have financial freedom. I am successful. I am rich. I am charitable. I am loving. I am compassionate. We need to go from want to desires to actionable items like affirmations. And that is how we overcome the no in our lives. I'm so excited that you joined us for today's episode of Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I hope that you take some time out to be a part of our Saturday show where we are on our 9th key in our Keys to Riches, our Create Credit Key. And we will learn what it is that you need to create the ideal credit profile to become financially free. I appreciate you investing your time and yourself with me today, and I look forward to chatting with you again on Saturday. Also, remember, we have our weekly show, for the midweek update tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us. You've been listening to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. I am she saying finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Now go out and take a great day.